Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to another episode of the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe, and I hope you lovelies have been having a great weekend. If you've been following my stories on Instagram, I've had a bird's nest in my backyard, and I've been posting stories of these little cute little birds growing up, and I've had stories from like when they were just like tiny little things with their eyes closed, and now they're 2 weeks later, they've got feathers, and they're just today have left the nest for the first time. So they're hopping around my backyard trying to fly, and I've had to ban Bella from the backyard because she, of course, tries to catch them. So it's been an interesting weekend trying to save these birds that picked the wrong bush where my dog has been obsessed with them. But anyway, if you don't already do so, follow me on Instagram at No Diet Babe, because I do also post content, valuable stuff in the stories and also in the captions of the photos. So check me out on Instagram at No Diet Babe and follow me on there and the stories for, you know, just more information, more stuff that's going to help you on your journey around weight loss manifestation. There's Bella again, taking out the frustration of not getting to the birds. Babes, oh my God, I also just wanted to quickly remind you that my coaching right now is 40% off the regular price. Babes, this opportunity is not going to come around again. If you don't want to miss out, I've had loads of applications come through over the weekend that I'm sorting through, that I'm going to handpick the best ones. So if you want to have the opportunity to work with me one-on-one for 12 weeks, have my attention on you for 12 weeks, it's going to be freaking amazing. Like, we're going to shift all of your self-sabotaging behaviors. You're going to lose weight. You're going to have less cravings. You're pretty much going to end binge eating in a matter of like days or weeks. Like, I'm not even kidding you. This is amazing to have my energy, my time focused on you one-on-one for 12 weeks. It's never going to happen again, guys, that you're going to have this level of coaching available to you for this price. So I can't stress enough how important this is. If you need one-on-one attention, that you should take up this opportunity and invest in yourself, right? Investment in yourself always pays off, always. I've been investing in myself for the last 8 years or so, and I've changed my life rapidly, okay? I've never been one to shy away from investing in myself. So please, if this feels right for you, if you love my podcast, if you love my message, you need that one-on-one attention, please consider like investing in yourself, babe. If that's just like you're on the cusp of should I do it, shouldn't I do it, and you need some help, you can book in for a call with me, and we can discuss the process, etc., and if it's right for you. But anyways, I've had all these applications come through. So if you want one of those four spots, I highly recommend that you jump on it right now, like today. Don't waste any time because these spots will go fast. So click on the show notes. So in the show notes, you'll see one-on-one coaching. You can check out the investment there. There's payment plan available. But seriously, this, like, it's so freaking low priced for the level of coaching that you get, that seriously, like, it's a no-brainer, guys. It's a no-brainer, freaking no-brainer. But it's in the show notes if you want to check it out, or alternatively, you can email BarbaraAuban@NoDietBabe. I'm also available through DMs, so check it out. Reach out to me if you feel called to, okay? You know if this is right for you. You know if you love my message, you love my podcast, you know that law of attraction is what you need to apply in combination with all of my strategies that are very, I mean, my strategies are scientifically sound. I'm law of attraction, I'm psychology, everything. I've got all the shit that you need, right? Transformation up ahead for you, babe. Seriously, this is amazing. And I'm so excited for these four women. Anyway, today I wanted to talk about whether or not you should weigh yourself, because this is something that is, of course, going to come up during your life, right? Whether or not you should weigh yourself. And when you're in a position, when you're in a place where perhaps your weight has fluctuated a lot, you're in a place where you want to lose weight, and there's this question of, should I weigh myself, you know? And I just want to give you my insight into this, and from a law of attraction perspective, psychology perspective, what actually matters in terms of whether or not you weigh yourself, okay? Because this is really, really important stuff that I did back when I was trying to lose weight. I was trying to let go of my dieting mentality and also have just more ease and freedom around my body and food. So yeah, I want to talk about whether or not you should weigh yourself. Now, this is the thing, right? Whether or not you should weigh yourself, you're going to get so many different opinions on this. And I want this to be very clear, and I've said this before, that you have to be the captain of your own ship. Right? And the reason why I say this is because you are the only person that feels your emotion. You are the only person that can listen to the dialogue going on in your head and know what it is actually going on in your head. People can help you identify what's going on in your head based on the language that you're using and things that you say and the energy that you exhibit, right? But at the end of the day, your emotions are affecting you, and manifestation is a result of your emotions. So manifestation is a game of you using your emotions to guide you on how you're going to, like, your emotions help you identify your thought patterns, right? And also help you identify whether or not you're on the right track to alignment and getting your desires, okay? So emotions are really important to pay attention to. They are super, super important. So when it comes to should you weigh yourself, it all depends, and I'm going to give you a few different tips around deciding whether or not you should weigh yourself, okay? Because like I said, it all comes back to your emotions and your thoughts, like your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs, right? So what this means is that there's no right or wrong answer as to whether or not you should weigh yourself, and that it's completely up to you, right? And that's pretty much what I'm getting at by the captain of your own ship, because there's no such thing as somebody saying that it's good or bad to weigh yourself, right? There's no such a thing as good or bad. It's what matters is the emotion that it elicits when you do that thing. When you weigh yourself, how does it make you feel? And I want you to remember that you have control over your feelings, right? Because we view feelings as this thing that have so much power over us that we have no possible way of controlling them. But the art of manifestation is controlling your feelings. It's to learn to have emotional intelligence. And that is something that I've been practicing for like the last probably 8 years, practicing mastering my emotions, right? And so that's how I've been able to come to this place where I am now, because I've been able to identify these sabotaging thought patterns and the feelings that have led me to sabotage my weight and sabotage my eating and feel shit around food, right? And that's what you have to do with every type of manifestation, is to learn more about yourself, right? It's to turn towards your inner world and learn more about you and what's going on in your head, right? So the right answer to whether or not you should weigh yourself is about learning more about you and learning more about the emotion that you elicit when you do weigh yourself. Now, that's not to say that you should weigh yourself. What it is that you should get curious and non-judgmental around how you feel about weighing yourself, right? And like, what emotion does it elicit when you do? The other thing is too, is that does your mood fluctuate when you weigh yourself? So for me, this was one of those things that really used to happen that I didn't have awareness of, you know, 10 years ago, that I'd weigh myself and my mood would depend on how much I weighed. So if I was a few kilos or a few pounds lighter on the days that I weighed myself, I'd be in a good mood. If I was a few pounds heavier, I'd be in a bad mood. Now, this is the problem around weighing yourself, is that if the weight is altering your mood, then that's a sign that you've placed too much emphasis of your source of happiness coming from your weight. Right? And that just means also that your self-worth is very tied into your weight. Now, it's totally okay. Like, I get that. Like, you want to lose weight, you want to look after yourself, you want to look good, and you want to feel good, right? But from a manifestation perspective, you want to understand that when you put so much emphasis on your body being this thing that gives you happiness and your mood fluctuates when your weight fluctuates, unfortunately, you're not going to be able to manifest permanent weight loss if this is the case. What you want to get to is a point where your mood you're not so reactive around your weight, okay? You can't be so reactive around your weight. You have to learn to cool your jets and look at it from a non-judgmental curiosity and not be so reactive around your weight. Because at the end of the day, right, even if you lose the weight that you desire and you're at your weight that you desire and you have the body that you desire, weight can always fluctuate, right? You can always gain it back. And I'm not saying that like to scare you. I don't want to put that thought in your head necessarily. I just mean that you get to keep that weight and it's not going to fluctuate to the extent that you gain like 5-10 pounds like overnight or whatever. What I'm saying is that in order to maintain the weight loss, you have to learn to cool your jets and not be reactive around your weight. Right? Because you have to come from a place of, okay, what's going on here? Why am I gaining weight? Okay. As opposed to, oh my God, I'm gaining weight. Now I need to discipline myself or have willpower. It's coming from a place of genuine love and compassion. Okay, so why is this happening, right? And so with weight fluctuation too, like weight fluctuation to a certain extent, like 1 to 2 pounds or maybe 3 pounds, is pretty normal, yeah? Like especially during that time of the month. I mean, not for me, not really for me anymore. Like I think that through the power of manifestation and shifting my thoughts, I've managed to alter that, which I'm not going to go into in today's episode. But like I don't really get bloated during my period anymore, like only very maybe slightly on the first day, but my weight doesn't fluctuate like it used to when I was on my period. But also, it is normal. Like my weight does fluctuate a couple of pounds here and there, and it's not a big deal because I've learned not to be reactive, right? And it doesn't affect my mood. It's just I feel the same despite that, and therefore my weight doesn't fluctuate to massive extent, right? Because remember that small fluctuations are normal. Like we're a human body. We're not this like machine. We're not like a friggin' mannequin, right? So the thing that's going to determine whether or not your weight fluctuates to a large extent is the thought patterns that go on when you do fluctuate. So like I was saying, your weight's going to fluctuate no matter what throughout the rest of your life. Like weight is never this static thing that stays really, really constant. Like it does stay constant, of course, but like you'll fluctuate a couple of pounds here and there. That's normal, right? But what we want to get to is that point where your emotions are steady despite that. And what happens when you do gain the weight back, it's because of the thought patterns that have come up when you're just fluctuating a little bit. So it's really this like self-fulfilling prophecy in this like, let me explain this. When you lose weight and when everything's working out for you, you're on a high. Like I'm sure you've done this before and you know that when you're on a high and it's working out and you're motivated and you're sticking to your plan, you're in alignment and it's working, right? You're feeling good. That's what I mean by in alignment. You're losing weight and you're reinforcing that success and that confidence because you're losing weight. But then you get off track, which is inevitable. Nobody's perfect with their diet. You're going to get off track. You're going to have days when you eat too much. Trust me, even when you get to your goal weight and you've been at your goal weight for years, you're going to have days that you overindulge. You're going to have days where you like don't like you eat too much, right? It's going to happen. And what's important is your emotional reaction to this. And it's not that these days aren't going to happen. That's what I'm trying to say. It's that you need to adjust the emotional reaction that you have to this these days in order to prevent the domino effect of gaining the weight back. The thing that is wrong isn't that you stuff up on your diet. It's that you have this unrealistic expectation that you're never going to stuff up and that your weight's never going to fluctuate. That's the problem, is that you're going to have days where you fluctuate. You're going to have days where you eat too much. It's going to happen. And you just have to learn to adjust your emotions to cater for that and allow it, right? And to not set unrealistic perfectionism standards onto yourself. Because what happens when you set these really unattainable standards for yourself and you do fluctuate in weight a little bit, then all of your negative thought patterns come back and your brain starts doing its catastrophe predictions, which is when your brain starts, your ego starts to play on your limiting beliefs and your limiting beliefs come back. And then it's like, oh, look, I've gained a little bit of weight. Catastrophe prediction is I'm always going to be heavy. I always gain the weight back, right? Your brain starts thinking the worst, and then you manifest the worst as a result of those thought patterns gaining a lot of momentum, and then you carrying out actions based on those thoughts. And you will, that's what self-sabotaging behavior comes from. It comes from the limiting thought patterns and the limiting beliefs that get triggered when you've mucked up on your diet. And so the problem isn't that you muck up on your diet. Trust me, I muck up on stuff all the time, and I did during like losing weight too. So I don't even see it as mucking up. That's what I mean. Like, don't see it as cheating. It's just freaking food, my goodness. Like, it's not a big freaking deal, right? It's not a big deal at all. And that's, see how there's that emotional detachment that I'm holding. That stuff takes practice. It took me a long time to get to this place, but believe me, it pays off massively. Okay, so that makes sense, right? So you just have to practice and practice that skill. But here's the thing, like, you've just got to judge the situation, because if weighing yourself makes you very reactive, you may want to play with the idea of weighing yourself and learning a skill of not getting reactive around it. And this might not be a popular like thing to do, and I'm not suggesting that everybody should do it. No, because like I said, you've got to assess your situation. If you're in a place where you're so super reactive and you're so not in alignment, and every little thing is making you feel shit, and you're super emotional and depressed and anxious about stuff, then no, you probably just need to avoid the scale altogether and focus on self-love and completely disregard what the scale is saying. But when you've gotten to a place where you have enough self-love, you're ready to open up to a newer level of some of your journey, you can also practice viewing the scale from a healthier perspective where you're not reactive and your self-worth is not tied into your weight, and you can view your weight as this experimental thing that doesn't alter your self-worth, right? And that's the important thing, is that your confidence stays steady despite what the scale says. Now, the other thing to keep in consideration with the scale is that different things are going to affect the scale. Like I was saying, your weight is going to fluctuate. Your weight is going to fluctuate depending on how much water you're retaining, and among other things. So when you see the scales going up or going down, sometimes it's not actual fat loss or fat gain. So I need you to keep that in mind, that sometimes, you know, if you haven't been to the toilet for as regularly as usual, or you're holding on to some water weight, or you have your period or whatever, that number is going to be able to fluctuate. But what I've noticed within myself is that those numbers don't really fluctuate anymore, because I eat really consistently, and because of my thought patterns and everything, my body is just different than how it used to be. So the thing is here is to remember that also people talk about this thing around muscle and fat and stuff like that, and it's like, oh, when you lift weights, you know, muscle weighs more than fat and blah, blah, blah. So here's the thing, right? When you say muscle weighs more than fat, it's like saying you have 1 kilo of feathers and 1 kilo of bricks, which is heavier. It's like 1 kilo is 1 kilo, right? There's no such thing as saying like muscle is heavier than fat, because like 1 kilo of feathers weighs the same as 1 kilo of bricks. But the difference between 1 kilo of bricks and 1 kilo of feathers is that the bricks are going to be more compact, right? Compact and small. And that's muscle. So the amount of space that it takes up. So fat will take up more room, whereas muscle is more compact and condensed. I hope that makes sense. But yeah, that's kind of the difference there. So obviously, there's loads of benefits to having muscle mass. Like, it's really important to consider the health benefits too. Like, because as you age, you do lose muscle mass. And this is more so why metabolism decreases with age, is because if we're not using our muscles, we can lose it. But also, I mean, I don't want you to get that idea in your head either that, oh my God, I'm going to lose muscle because I'm not training, because like, you don't want to manifest that to a certain extent either, because if you're fueling your body correctly and not putting yourself in really large calorie deficits, and like, you can maintain muscle mass quite easily. I know heaps of people who've maintained muscle mass despite sometimes not training and stuff, so, and taking time off training. So don't get that in your head either. I mean, it's all about your emotions, right? It's all about just assessing when these silly beliefs come up and just realigning them to something better, right? So in terms of training and stuff like that, like when you're weight training, right, whether or not you gain or lose weight has to do with whether or not you're in a calorie surplus or a calorie deficit. So if you're weight training, it's actually, if you're weight training in a calorie deficit, it's actually really hard to put on muscle mass. Like I have never been able to do that, because I was at one point tracking my muscle mass with a scanner and weight training and lifting as heavy as I could and training, you know, how I should be. But I was in a calorie deficit. And yeah, that's just how it works, really. So in terms of weight training, you're going to gain weight if you're eating in a calorie surplus, and if you're eating in a calorie deficit, that's when you'll lose weight. But anyway, I'm getting off track now. But the whole thing around weight training is that your body, because like I was saying that like fat takes up more space compared to muscle, muscle's compact. So the benefits of weight training is that your weight might remain the same, but because you've increased your muscle mass, your body is more like compact and taking up less space because you've increased your muscle mass and you've lost fat. And even though your weight hasn't changed and it may appear like you haven't lost weight, you've lost centimeters, right? But it's up to you, like how you want to track your progress, or if you want to track your progress at all. That's what I'm saying. Like, I in a lot of stages in my life, like I chose not to track, like going back like 7 years ago, I was not weighing myself because I was in a place where my relationship with food was still very fragile. And I couldn't do it because I was too reactive around it, and I wasn't in an emotionally stable place where I could effectively control my emotions and experiment with like building emotional like intelligence around things, right? Being able to control my reaction to things. But as I progressed with my mindset work, my psychology work, of course that stuff got easier because I was predominantly in alignment majority of the time. Because when you're in alignment, you're able to assess things with a clearer head and not be so reactive to things, right? So the goal here is to always focus on alignment, but also you want to have growth. So if you stay in your comfort zone and you don't work on these skills and work on, I guess, changing your relationship to things. So it's like, you know, you change your relationship to your weight so that it gets to a point where the number on the scale doesn't shift your mood, doesn't cause you to react. That's a good place to be at when you want to learn more around what's going on with your body. And you can then you're in a place where you can experiment and go, right, so like this I'm losing weight in this case. What have I been doing? What's changed? What am I doing? Or I'm gaining weight in this situation. What's changed? What's going on, right? So you have a choice as to whether or not you want to weigh yourself. And there's been times when weighing myself gave me important information that helped me towards achieving my goals. And then other times, it wasn't helpful at all. And it's all about the way you view it and the relationship that you have with the thing. And if you can keep a real steady state of emotion, like you're not fluctuating in your emotional state and your emotions aren't altered so much when you weigh yourself, then that's a good place to get to, because then you know that you've really gotten to this healthy place where your self-worth isn't so much tied up to your weight, and you're able to have this real cool, calm view on the situation. And that's a better place to plan action from. Like, for example, you know, you want to lose 30 pounds and you do want to weigh yourself, and so you're keeping track of, okay, so how am I doing to get towards my goals? And in that case, you might want to weigh yourself, but as long as when your weight fluctuates, because whenever you lose a bit of weight, you'll gain a bit of weight back, right? So you'll lose a bit of weight, you'll gain a little bit of weight. Weight loss isn't this linear thing, okay? It's constantly up and down. Especially when you're losing weight, your weight's going to be a lot, like your water weight's going to fluctuate a lot more, like to a bigger and larger extent to when you've been maintaining for a while. So it's important to, when your emotions start coming up when you weigh yourself, to just come back with a thought of like, oh yeah, this is just water weight because I had a big meal last night, or you know, because I've been in a calorie deficit and I had a lot of carbs or whatever last night. And see how there's no emotional reaction around that. There's no guilt. It's just like, it's not a big deal. And this is where you want to get to that place where it's not a big deal. And so, like, it depends on whether or not you should weigh yourself, depends on what you want to do. You're allowed to make that choice, right? And the choice depends on your emotions around that thing, okay? So that's pretty much all I wanted to say around the whole should you weigh yourself. Because, like, the important thing to remember is that your approach needs to come from self-love and compassion, and also that your moods shouldn't fluctuate based on your weight, okay? So it's totally possible to get to that place, and getting to that place is what is going to help you manifest your dream weight and stay there when your emotions aren't fluctuating based on your weight, okay? Because like I was saying, weight fluctuation is always going to happen. My weight fluctuates a couple of pounds here and there, but I don't react emotionally. And because I don't react emotionally, I'm not going to need to turn to food to comfort myself, because that's what happens. You get emotionally reactive to your weight, and then you're not even in a position to take action on your situation, right? So always the goal here is to stay in alignment, okay? Always, always, always. So I hope that was helpful today, babes. And don't forget that check out my one-on-one coaching so that we can work together on your weight loss goals, overcoming your binge eating, yo-yo dieting, emotional eating, the fact that you've never ever been able to stay at the weight that you want, you're constantly fluctuating. That's all going to change when you work with me one-on-one. So check it out, and I look forward to hearing from you, and I will see you babes in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.